Yeah. Tell me your name.
John Michael Ruchel, R-O-U-C-H-E-L-L.
Tell me why should you have a team? Why is it so important to build a team? Just tell the Swedish artists why they should build a team.
Well, I think it starts with you doing it yourself and figuring out DIY before you start building a team, what you really want and what your values are and what your expectations are and what you're trying to do. And then once you start growing your thing, eventually divesting into people that are equally as passionate and as driven as you are, and then creating a big family so that you can really grow your business, whether it be touring or record business or anything.
How do you find your team? That's different.
Like-minded people, you know what I mean? It's everyone that you meet, you know, is a potential partner in some way, shape, or form, you know? And I think it's a social business. It's a social world that we live in.
What's the difference to have your best friend as a manager and have... since you have changed management, you had some friends before, and now you have a professional one.
What was nice was in the beginning part, having like one of your close friends in the developing period was, you know, you could really get a lot of day in, day out, every hour on the hour, talking on the phone kind of thing and growing things when it was a lot of questions to be asked. And now that, you know, I have a much larger manager, it's more... You know, we go off, we trust each other to go do our things, and then we come back and reconvene once, twice a week. Say, this is what we got, da 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 da, this is what we're thinking. And so, which is nice where I am right now. That might not be nice for someone who's still trying to figure out what it is that they do. So, you know, it's once again, it's like do it yourself until you can't do it and you need someone to, you know, build a team, you know, have a team.
That's perfect. Thank you.
Thanks, man.